This week's episode is proudly sponsored by Honest Health Co. Therapeutic grade supplements that don't come with any of the extra additives, preservatives, binders, fillers, and that are vegan and gluten-free. These formulations have been carefully designed by the co-founders, Catherine Hay and Emily Kullstrom, clinical nutritionist and naturopath, to bring you the best supplements in the Australian market. Honest because there is full transparency from formulation to production to manufacture to transportation to your home. No matter where you are in your health journey, their evidence-based formulas are designed to help you be that little bit healthier. Each one of their supplements contain the right balance of powerhouse ingredients that'll put the bounce back into your day. So let's dive into today's episode.
How were the toddlers?
This morning.
And last night?
Last night they were fine, like cooked chooks after daycare. But this morning, mate, my mornings are just so chaotic at the minute. It's just, they're just in such a stage. Van's making this bear noise. And you know how my kids are, they're like, they get scared pretty easy. So Van's making this bear noise that sets Lenny off. And then Lenny's screaming. I keep saying to them, someone, like one of our neighbors is going to call the police. They are going to think something is seriously wrong in this house because Lenny's scream. And it starts from 6 a.m. every morning. I just feel like I'm flung into fight or flight from the minute I wake up. And it's just full negotiations. And you know what I was thinking today? I even had Macca home this morning and we're trying to get them out the door. And I was like, having them all so close together, the boys are still learning to dress themselves. Like Van can, but he's lazy. So Lenny's still learning to dress himself. Like Audrey doesn't know how. All of them are still in the same. It's not as if I've got like a 9-year-old who just gets dressed, you know, or knows how to, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know how you, I mean, I don't know how you do it. You don't know any different, but they're so young. They're all so young, all three of them, that you've got proper toddlers, just three together. It's basically like having triplets.
It seriously is, like they're all just at that phase. And then, you know, in another cut, I keep saying to Van, because Van makes this bear noise, which sets Lenny off, but then Lenny's scream makes Van terrified. And I'm trying to like say to Van, mate, like it's that noise you're making, like, but he's just, he can't comprehend that. In another couple of months, he'll be able to understand what I'm trying to say, but right now he can't. And so he keeps doing it morning and night, over and over and over. And then we're trying to tell Lenny, mate, don't react, don't give it power and it'll go away. But then Lenny doesn't understand that. So they finally got out the door at 9:02 this morning. And that was with two of us getting them ready. And then I literally turned around. I was like, I need to clean my space. Like I need to get into the zone of work now. Like I can't have toys and shit lying around me. So I quickly cleaned this space. And then I heard Kevin at my back door crying.
Oh, Kev, fuck off, mate. Mummy's trying to
I know, but I was like, oh, the poor bugger. He just wants a poo.
He's like, hello, remember me, the dog.
Remember me.
Baby.
Over here, you know, Macca and I always laugh because we've had him for 13 years. Macca and I have been together for 13 years. We bought Kevin after we'd been together for 2 months. And we're always like, he was the king of St. Kilda back in the day. Like everyone knew him. We'd take him everywhere. We'd take him to bars with us. It was just, he came everywhere with us. And Macca and I are always like, that poor dog. Now we forget to even take him over the road to the park for a poo. And he would cry all morning through our recordings if I didn't take him. So then I quickly had to like turn around and take my fourth child or my first, however you want to look at it. And I was like, oh, anyway.
Where's time for you? Zero, zilch. You can't even catch a breath. You can't even just like have silence for 5 minutes, right? You just like, fuck.
It's hectic.
And now you have to get on the phone to me and do this.
Which I'm so happy to, because you know this is an outlet for me. Like work is such an outlet for me, but it's, you know, in my working days during the week, I have to have the kids dropped at 8 a.m. And then I come home, quickly eat some breakfast, clean the house. And then I've got about 15 minutes to like take Kev over to the park. I make my coffee. We just slowly walk in the sun. You know, like that's my decompress before I start my working day. But yeah, it's just the stage that they're in. It's just so hectic and I love them, wouldn't change it, but holy moly. And that was my thing today. I was like, oh, that's why, like you're all toddlers. Like I have a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Oh, it's wild. It's so wild. It's like triplets. It's seriously like triplets. But you have, if you had triplets, they'd be all like similar developmental stages. You've got a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. Do you know what I mean? Like you've got everything in between from Early toddler to 4-year-old vibes, which I don't even know yet because I've only got a 3.5-year-old. So yeah.
Van's actually really good. He's really helpful. He does get himself dressed a lot of mornings. He chooses his clothes before he comes down the stairs, and he's actually really helpful, but he triggers Lenny like on every front.
Yeah, okay.
And then Lenny is the heart. Like even this morning, Mac is going out to the zoo with him, and he's like, "Can I leave Lenny behind?" He's just so challenging. It's that 3-year-old, which you can relate to. They are just challenging.
Are full on. There's just yeah. I know.
Anyway, so that was my morning. How's your morning?
Well, I have a husband home with the man flu.
Love
Is
that for you.
there anything more to say on that? Just
So are they hanging out at home today?
yeah. So we got our new couch. Our new couch arrived yesterday. So very happy. It's fucking huge. It's so just comfortable and just luxey. Nick can be lying down one side of it and I can be lying down the other side and we don't even touch. It's that big. We've always had, because Nick and I, we've lived in something ridiculous, like 17 houses since our whole, we've been together, gosh, I think over 11 years now. So, and we've jumped around, we never bought a house until just recently. We lived in little studios or overseas, or, we've just bounced around. So we've never had furniture until we actually moved to Queensland when we had Sunny. So all our furniture fit little studios and all the rest of it. So the couch, the old couch was just absolute rubbish. So we got the new couch and it's just heavenly. So Nick's just lying on that with his man flu behavior, trying to parent and like, get over it, go outside. It's a sunny day. Enjoy it. Go to the market. Just try and live your best life. And then you can crash when Sunny has a sleep this afternoon.
Which is what we would do as
Exactly.
mothers.
Because we don't have an option, right? Dealing with that rubbish.
I can't wait to see the couch. Can you send me a photo?
Yeah, I've got I did one of those things, like those clicky things. I don't know why, it's just for me, but I was like, oh, this looks great.
Oh, amazing. I love it.
The whole space now has to be totally redesigned. I need a new lamp, I need a new rug. The floors I hate because we haven't done that proper reno yet. So
Yeah.
thing has to be kind of re. Oh, I
Done.
haven't taken a photo, I've just got the old couch, but I'll send you a photo.
So let's dive into the supplement one, should we?
Yeah, perfect. It sounds great.
Cappy, a couple of weeks ago, we came on and you mentioned Honest Health Co. and that you had some exciting supplements launching. And watching it all unfold over the last week has been exciting, even for me. So I can't imagine what you've been feeling. Today's episode, we really wanted to come on and talk about supplements as a whole and what to look for. So you and I often in previous episodes and episodes to come, we always talk about the difference between practitioner supplements versus your over-the-counter supplements, or sorry, not even over, like off-the-shelf supplements. And obviously there's a reason why we use practitioner supplements mostly within our clinics. And so today we're going to be diving into formulations, types of vitamins. We're going to be talking about the list of ingredients that doesn't need to be shared, but is in many or all supplements, which is called the excipient list. And yeah, just getting a really good overview as to what to look for in our supplements. So I'm predominantly going to be interviewing you because, girlfriend, you've just released two supplements. You know the ins and outs of this business now. And so yeah, I'm going to learn a lot from you today as well. So start by introducing Honest Health Co. and then let's just kind of take it from there into supplements as a whole.
Yeah, perfect. So we obviously have launched, Emily and myself, my co-founder Emily and myself have launched Honest Health Co. And it's been a whirlwind, gosh, not even 2 weeks, which is so exciting. I am just thrilled it's out there now. And we've launched with little marketing. We've just launched to our retrospective, communities, which has been fantastic, and really just trying to get it into the practitioner space because obviously, Shelley, you and I are well known in the practitioner space. We've been working a long time as health professionals as well. So being able to share this with practitioners has just been a dream come true, but obviously the broader population as well. So Honest Health Co is my little baby. Emily is my little baby. And when we started the idea of Honest Health Co over 18 months ago, so that's how long this whole process has been from formulation to manufacture to what you're receiving now in your hot little hands. So it has been a journey and getting through a lot of the red tape, in air quotes, as I like to call it, with the TGA. Now, we are a TGA registered listed medicine. It was really interesting when you were doing all your Allivet posts the other day. Some other prackies kind of went down the Allivet train. You really catapulted that for everyone last week. It was a really good conversation. That reel was fantastic.
I've got another one coming, and I'm like, do I do it now or not? Another funny one.
Okay, I'd save it because your funny ones, you've gotten so much traction, then you can just launch with another one. And you
Yeah, true.
throwing the honest natal support into your mouth was just, I mean, look how proud you looked when you caught them both. I was really impressed.
I was pretty proud.
I just went off on a tangent, but it was really funny. Another practitioner put up a question box and someone said, but Allivet is a prescribed registered medication. Said anyone who has a TGA listing is a prescribed medication. So natal support is a prescribed medication that is registered in Australia. So that is what makes it so unique, and that we know where this has gone through so many trials and tribulations to get this product to market. So to be registered on the TGA, we have to have a certain amount of, I guess, health claims. We have to have specific nutrients. We have to have all of these formulations encapsulated into our products that meet with the TGA requirements. So it's not just bringing out some haphazard supplement. It's using the correct manufacturers and obviously our support network who's been helping us with that. We've had a TGA agent with us the entire journey. And we're only allowed to say certain things because of the research, because of the evidence that supports our health claims with our natal support and with our stress and sleep support. So you'll see those health claims on our website, on our Instagram. The reason we can use those is because of the evidence and the research that backs up those claims. We cannot use any other health claims because the research doesn't exist. So that's why we've always wanted to be TGA. I always wanted to have a practitioner grade supplement that was available to the population because Shelley and myself, we prescribe practitioner only supplements all the time where you need a script. You can't just go and buy it off a website. What I love about Honest Health Co is that you can, but it's also endorsed by practitioners because it is of that high therapeutic grade.
And just so listeners are aware, with this health claims and what you can say, many other companies who aren't TGA approved literally just say anything they want and get away with it. So, for example, you might see like a beef liver capsule, let's say, who are promoting that they're organic and grass-fed, but they're actually not organic and grass-fed, and they kind of get away with it for as long as they get away with it, right?
Correct,
There
exactly.
was a big, I don't know if you saw it in the media this week, and this is going into skincare, but similar kind of thing as to what we're saying, but a really big Biologica, one of the big skincare brands this week has come undone because they had false claims. They were claiming that they were organic, that they were natural, that they had, vitamin C in their product and X, Y, and Z. And they were investigated and they found that there was no vitamin C within their products. But that is what one of their products, particularly, is a vitamin C serum and it had no vitamin C. And the ex-wife undid them because she's an ex-wife and wanted revenge. But and this is the same as the supplement industry. Companies are claiming all the time, like health benefits. You see all these hair, skin, and nails that aren't TGA approved. And they're like, this will, help you grow back hair and do this and do that. And it's marketing.
It's marketing and it's terrifying because you trust what you're taking, and then you can obviously there can be repercussions for your health long term as well. It's like a cowboy industry. Like there's cowboys in every industry. There's people who do it by the books, and there's people who don't. People who want to take the short, quick, fast, cheaper way, which is a lot of your synthetics and supplements that are maybe FDA approved in America, but the standards are just so terrible compared to the TGA here in Australia as well, which is our governing body. So just for instance, let me talk you through the health claims of the natal support. So people understand, like when we say health claims, you and I know what a health claim is, but the general population might not. So Under the Honest Health Natal Support, we have it's for preconception, pregnancy, and postpartum. Now, we are allowed to say those based on our health claims. So this helps maintain and support healthy fetal central nervous system and brain development, maintain supports healthy fetal development, maintain supports healthy pregnancy, maintain supports maternal health, maintain supports preconception health in females, helps prepare the body for pregnancy, aids and assists in healthy thyroid hormone production for pregnancy, maintain support healthy thyroid gland function for pregnancy. Now, there are a few more there that we haven't listed on there because, you know, they can be quite lengthy. However, they are what the TGA has given us based on our supplements and our formulation of what's in there, including the nutrients at a higher therapeutic dose. Like for Elevate, let's just say Elevate because we know it's a really suboptimal nutrient composition. A lot of those nutrients are synthetic, like you were highlighting, Shelley. So they come with a whole host of adverse signs and symptoms when taken orally as well. So that's what, I guess, when we're talking about therapeutic, and again, using air quotes here, therapeutic grade, we're talking about activated nutrients so the body doesn't have to convert them into their most bioavailable form.
So while we're on the topic of Elevate, as you mentioned, I put out some reels this week just highlighting why I don't like Elevate and many other practitioners don't prescribe Elevate. And it was really interesting watching the comments kind of unfold. So a couple of comments I got was, maybe this is all somebody can afford. And I got on my stories later that day just to highlight that it's actually a really expensive prenatal for the, and the real was me literally flushing it down the toilet and then taking a sip of water, right? And so essentially that real was to highlight that you are flushing your money down the toilet. And so it was interesting because I thought it's $75 a box of Elevate for 100 capsules. So like, again, Honest Health and a lot of other prenatals are so much cheaper and you're getting that high quality vitamin.
And this is the thing with Elevate, it is expensive, but this is where we want to educate that supplement versus supplement. I'd rather pay a little bit more for something that's activated where we're going to get the most bang for your buck in terms of something that's synthetic, which does come with adverse signs and symptoms, which is constipation, nausea. It exacerbates pregnancy nausea, which we've seen time and time again in clinic. It's all of these little things. So if we're saying, okay, well, Elevate's expensive and the conventional system is pushing that through as a prenatal pregnancy support, but let's look at risk versus benefit analysis. If we're paying that little bit more for something that's more therapeutic without the effects on the health, and especially when we're looking at MTHFR gene mutation, like for me, that is a massive concern. When we're pushing Elevate, 50% of the Australian population have a genetic SNP with MTHFR. So they're taking folic acid, which is doing more harm than good. So this is where we want to go, okay, risk versus benefit analysis. Should we be looking for that better alternative, if especially if we don't know if we have that genetic SNP where we can't convert folic acid to folate, and supporting our body with a more therapeutic-based prenatal. So I think that's the conversation we should be having around price also, for sure.
Agreed. And a lot of people did write in and say, my doctor insisted I take Elevate and it made me so nauseous. And it took me a little while to realize that it was actually the Elevate causing the nausea and not just, say, first trimester. Or so that was really interesting. And the folate, yeah. So when you talk about the gene mutation, MTHFR, it's just so our listeners know, it's not actually a part of our fertility screening, which is baffling. And so that's why we're saying go on the activated, because if you said to the GP, I want to test my MTHFR, you know, and my gene mutation, it's not going to be a test that you are likely going to receive unless you have been going down the fertility path for quite some time and potentially working with a fertility specialist. So that's why that activated version is really important, because even if you don't have the mutation, we know that activated folate is the best, most bioavailable for the body, no matter what, right?
Yeah, exactly. And do you know what's funny? I had a client come in the other day and she said, I was getting, this was an infertility client, so we're really, you know, investigating everything. So, of course, MTHFR gene blood pathology is written there on the doctor's letter. Now, she came back saying, my doctor doesn't believe in it. There's not enough evidence to support. I've got a little visitor. Hey, baby. Bye. Bye. there's not enough evidence to support there's any risk with MTHFR. However, you look at the research, we can see reoccurring miscarriage because of MTHFR gene mutation. So that is terrifying in itself. God, we should do a whole episode on MTHFR.
We actually should. I'll add it to our list. We've got a long, long list. And this is where one of the comments. So I find this, this is from Maddie DW. I find this so confusing. I've heard it's not great, but I've also heard that folic acid is the only variation proven to reduce neural tube defects. While I know synthetic is not best, if folate in more natural preconception vitamins hasn't been proven to reduce neural tube defects, we shouldn't be promoting it, right? Question mark, question mark. So do you want to talk to us a little bit about that?
So let's talk about folic acid versus methylated folate. So let's talk about the conversion, because I think this is really important to understand, and then we'll get into some of the research. So basically how the body uses folate. So we take folic acid, which is common. It's fortified in our foods. That's a synthetic form. That's a highly researched form that we have been researching for years because we know it does protect the neural tube. But let's just break it down. Let's take it back a step. So we ingest folic acid. Then through enzymatic processes, we have to convert folic acid. So I'm going to talk you through the stages and where the MTHFR gene mutation comes in. So how the body uses folate. We consume it as folic acid. It then is processed to dihydrofolate, then is converted to tetrahydrofolate, then is converted again to 5-10-methane tetrahydrofolate. This is where the MTHFR gene comes in. So this is gene dependent. Then we convert it to methylfolate, which is the most bioavailable form of folic acid. So this is your 5-MTHF. So you can see there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 processes that the body has to go to convert it from folic acid to methylfolate. Now, when you just take methylfolate, you bypass all of those steps with or without the gene mutation. So this is what's really interesting. And like Shelley and I just said, no one really is screening for the MTHFR gene mutation. Doctors don't even believe in it, believe it's not a thing. There's not enough research. When we know it is, it's there, it is in our body. And this is a process our body has to take with the genetic SNPs. So this is where when we're creating a prenatal, we're basing it on research also. So the research, there's so much research about folic acid and neural tube defects. You can just put that into Google and you'll find it. What I love is that new research, because of the genetic SNPs, is coming out constantly. There's research from basically 2013, even earlier, to now in 2022, 2023, when we're looking at folic acid versus methylfolate. So picking up a few studies here. So conventional use of large dosages of folic acid, so 5 milligrams a day, has become obsolete. So regular doses of folic acid, say, can be tolerated in the general population, but should be abandoned in the presence of MTHFR gene mutations, as the biochemical genetic background of the patients precludes a correct supply of MTHFR, which is your, sorry, 5-MTHF, which is your activated folate, the activated compound. Physiological dose of 5-MTHFR bypasses the MTHFR block, which is that genetic SNP we're talking about, and is suggested to be an effective treatment for these people with MTHFR gene mutations. So this is why we are prescribing methylfolate. Now, there's a lot of new research coming out, and I can provide people with those research papers, but I'm not going to go into all the research now because this, what we want this to be a quick episode, but hopefully that highlights the reasons why we're using it. Yes, the research is still immature. It's still in its infancy stages, but there is enough there to show why we use it, especially MTHFR gene couples. We don't want anyone to miss out. This is a thing. We wanted to be an inclusive brand. That's why we don't have iron in our prenatal for people with hemochromatosis. That's a genetic SNP too. Not many people are being tested for that unless you see it on blood pathology. Not many people are being tested for MTHFR. So that's why we use methylfolate. So the more people that can take a really good quality prenatal, preconception, pregnancy, and postpartum support, the better, because no one misses out and it's not going to affect their health long term. Could you hear the passion behind that?
I sure could, sister. So then next, before we kind of keep moving through, is choline. So your supplement has the most choline on the Australian market at the moment, which is unbelievable. What I'm really interested about, because we've talked about choline and the importance of it, particularly in like our first trimester episodes and stuff, but can you kind of talk us through like the process around putting, I guess, certain doses of things into a supplement? Because is it, my understanding is choline, for example, takes up quite a large nutrient kind of base. So by adding in, say, the 400 milligrams of choline, did anything need to kind of take aside, like get out of there in order to do that? Or what was that process?
Yeah, so choline in a capsule form is a large molecule. So
thank you.
Really wanted to create a high dose of choline because we know it's like the new folate. We really want it there for baby's growth and development, but also oogenesis. So how our bodies make an immature follicle into a mature egg for ovulation as well. So it's really important that preconception phase. We know it's important for a pregnancy, and it's also really important for that postpartum phase, which I won't go into now. But it's a big molecule. So we said, okay, let's think about our formula. We wanted 400 milligrams of choline to be a non-negotiable. So that meant we had to really look at the formulation, because there are obviously other non-negotiable nutrients we wanted in there, such as methylfolate, such as vitamin D, such as some of our key B group nutrients, zinc, to create a really well-rounded prenatal. Iodine is another one we wanted in there. So we had to see what we could fit essentially in there without compromising our formula. We didn't need vitamin C. We don't need magnesium. So many prenatals have vitamin C and magnesium. Again, they're large molecules, and we need large therapeutic dose to make an impact on our health. So we should be dosing those separately. Same with iron. You know, we want to be dosing those separately because we can get more bang for your buck in terms of therapeutic outcomes for our patients and clients and for the population. So this is where we really went through every single ingredient, and we thought, okay, what is a dose that we want? Where do those dosages lie? And we don't want to compromise our choline milligram dose as well. So that was the idea, I guess, behind going, all right, we need the most choline. What can we else fit in this supplement without our clients and the population having to take huge capsules? Because obviously that's a big risk in pregnancy with pregnancy nausea. But was also going to be such an incredible supplement with least amount of excipients also.
It's so amazing hearing you talk about the process behind it, because obviously you and Em, being nutritionists and naturopath, you really have a well thought out product. And as you said, like vitamin C, it might be in 20 milligrams in a prenatal. That does nothing, like nothing. So it's, and 400 milligrams we know is a beautiful amount of choline, which is great. Let's talk about excipients, because people will be thinking, what the F is that? But it is really important. And the question that I have around them, so once you talk us through what it actually is, the question I have is this why in some supplements, particularly during pregnancy, like in prenatals, obviously there's B vitamins and things like that as well, but does the excipient list also contribute to why women's nausea and that morning sickness picture is set off?
That's a really good question. So let's start with what is an excipient. So an excipient, basically they are inert pharmaceutical ingredients that are used in product formulations. So excipients may perform a variety of function roles in the pharmaceutical product. In most cases, in the vast majority of cases, excipients have a limited, if any, pharmacological activity. So that's why they don't need to be stated on the bottle. The only reason you will know about excipients if you dive deep into our TGA listing, because every single ingredient has to be listed on the TGA. So you can see full transparency over our excipient list. Now, these are tiny amounts of other ingredients that we may need there to help choline bind, to help some of these key vitamins bind to our other ingredients to support that synergistic, so they work synergistically together essentially. So we worked very, very hard on our excipient list because I wanted minimal excipients, and our prenatal especially, well, our natal support is the only natal support on the market with, I think, about 10 excipients. Most have 15 to 20. And this is where we come in when we're looking at that pregnancy nausea. Yes, if there are many different excipients, especially more on that additive binder and filler route, they can exacerbate pregnancy nausea and things like that. The good quality prenatals shouldn't. There shouldn't be that. Usually it's from smells or B group vitamins. Choline has a really distinct smell as well. So again, we formulated our capsules so you can't smell it as much as some of the other prenatals with higher dose choline. But technically, if it's a good quality product, your excipients should not pose a threat to your desired outcome when taking it. Yeah.
Interesting. And I can confirm, I actually thought your prenatals smelt quite delicious. And I mean, I'm a herbie. I take herbs and things every night. So I have a lot of clients that do question my taste buds and my sense of smell. But I couldn't taste it. And I was the weirdo smelling my supplements. I'm like, it actually smells nice.
And that's the thing, you can smell a little bit of the nutrient in there, which is your B group vitamin, but it doesn't have that strong odor that so many nutrients, prenatals do. Trestosnatal, I used to take trestosnatal back in the day when I was pregnant with Sunny. The smell of that is repulsive.
Yeah, even I had a client the other day and she was like, oh, I've got a box of NaturoBest, which I commonly recommend as well in clinic. And she was like, it's a closed box in my pantry and I can't even walk past my pantry with it in there. It smells so much. And I'm like, oh, sister, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I prescribed that because it is a good quality, but you know what I mean? I'm sorry that you have to deal with that smell. So I think now we've covered kind of the basis of the prenatal and the excipient list and what to kind of look for. And I feel like this conversation, even though we haven't necessarily talked about your over-the-counter, we're kind of diving into why over-the-counter is different, right? Let's just quickly touch on your sleep support because you've added glycine, which a lot of others don't have in there. Any others? I don't know. It's also got passion flower, which we talk about all the time on here. But talk us just quickly through that sleep and stress support and why that formulation is what it is.
So I'm very proud of this formulation too, because there's nothing really like this that exists on the market. There are a few on the practitioner magnesiums, but why we added glycine is because the research shows it helps people sleep, basically decreases how long it takes to fall asleep, enhances sleep quality and lessens daytime sleepiness and improves cognitive function. So if that's not a win, I don't know what is.
Epic, epic.
So that's why we really wanted that, the 3 grams. We wanted a really nice big dose because glycine is often overlooked as a nutrient. We don't really see glycine in most of the formulations alongside that beautiful magnesium glycinate, which again is our most bioavailable form of magnesium. And we know magnesium is required for over 600 processes of the body. So we know we need magnesium. Our soils are depleted of magnesium. So we're not getting enough magnesium through our food. And magnesium is a quick nutrient that is depleted in the body in the presence of stress, just metabolic function, all the rest of it. So having a really nice high dose of magnesium glycinate is really, really important for stress management, muscle relaxation, sleep as well, melatonin production. So you're getting that double effect. Then you add in the herbies, my love, which you love, withania and passion flower. The reason why I love withania is because it's an adaptogen. So it's adapting to that stress response. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or you have that, you know, you're a bit in that flight, flight, freeze response, that sympathetic nervous system, it just really takes that edge off so you can feel that resilience throughout the day. And I think that's really beautiful. But I'm so curious to hear your thoughts on withania and passion flower because you are a naturopath.
Yeah, you're right. And I think as well, the withania and passion flower, like as we've said, we've talked about these time and time again, particularly in our sleep episode, we dove into these. But that adaptogenic is really important. But also, as you mentioned before, with the glycine, is we're looking for that sleep onset and sleep maintenance. So the sleep onset, fall into sleep quickly, and then the sleep maintenance, staying asleep. And we know that withania and passion flower help to do both of those things. The thing that I loved about your formulation as well is they're actually in therapeutic doses, like they're in your therapeutic doses. So you are going to get that calming, almost instant effect from those, which is just, it's beautiful.
And what we have used is the KSM-66 withania. Now, You'll see that on our bottle. It's all on the front of our bottle. And people will be like, what does that mean? So this is the highly researched strain. So it's patented. That's where all the research has been done. Because you can have withania and then you can have withania. So you can have the little tops of the withania herb, or, you know, some scrapings, I like to call it, which is basically what you'd find in a terrible grade tea bag. And it'd be called a withania supplement. So you're not going to get a therapeutic outcome from those types of withania. You are going to get a therapeutic outcome from the KSM 66 withania, because that's where the scientific research has been done. So we have purposely used this formulation to include the whole herb to get the desired outcome for the population as well. And also what I want to say about stress and sleep support, you can take this in your pregnancy. It is pregnancy and breastfeeding safe, which is phenomenal, because think about, and you, if you've listened to any of our pregnancy episodes, you know pregnancy, insomnia, restless legs, cramping, all the rest of it, all of those things that come about in pregnancy, this particular blend is going to help support that as well.
Yeah, and even if we're thinking about withania and what have you, that brain function, like most of our listeners are mamas, right? So we're looking at that brain function, response time, the memory, concentration, like being able to perform tasks more effectively as well, which is also what your glycine's doing. So those two combinations together, powerhouse for not only your nighttime sleep, but how you perform and function through the day as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love it. Obviously I'm taking it every night, but my sleep quality is fantastic. Now, I'm not allowed to touch on that much more because of TGA regulations, but it is a great formulation. Obviously, if anyone's got any questions about it, please feel free to ask, because I have all the information there. It's a berry flavor. The flavor I'm very proud of too.
It's yummy.
Incredible. Already feedback around the taste. And usually we like to dose it one scoop 60 minutes before bed, so we can really start to get those calming effects leading up into sleep to support sleep hygiene and to have that restful night's sleep as well. And if you are feeling particularly anxious and need that second dose, I do recommend dosing it after breakfast in the morning. It's not going to put you to sleep. I think a lot of people can shy away from, oh, it's for sleep, it's a sedative, it's going to put me to sleep throughout the day. It doesn't. Like I was reading to you before, it really helps to provide that cognitive function, but take away that stress response, that heightened stress response.
Yeah, amazing. And where do we find it, my love?
www.honesthealth.co. That is our website. We're in the process of getting it through Vitally, and that has been a process. All of our beautiful Pracky friends can start prescribing it. But if it's something you want to prescribe or take yourself, please go to our website, which we'll link in the show notes. All the information will be there, and it's also available for wholesale as well.
Love it. Amazing. That was such a great episode. I learned a lot, particularly around, you know, the folate and all of that kind of stuff. So thanks for sharing your knowledge as always, my darling.
Thank you for this episode, my love.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. That way we can continue to inspire and reach more mamas around the globe. If you would like to get in contact, request a guest or topic, then head to the No BS Approach to Motherhood Instagram page and send us a direct message. Otherwise, until next episode, stay sane, Mama.